The music has surrounded us and grounded us as we gather together in this place and over live stream to worship together this morning. It is a joy to be with all of you and to welcome those of you who may be worshiping with us for the very first time. We're so glad that you're here and hope that everyone feels welcomed and feels the Spirit of Christ moving in this place. We would invite you to sign in and let us know that you're worshiping with us this morning. If you're online, there's a link that should be up on your screen where you can register. If you're here in the sanctuary, there are registration pads at the end of each row. And if you would sign those and pass them down the row and back again, that would be a big help. If you are sitting on the center aisle and the registration pass ends with you, if you wouldn't mind tearing out all of the pages that have been filled out and placing it on top, that's a big help for our volunteers who come in during the week. We are having the Lord's Supper today, celebrating the sacrament of communion. And if you are in the sanctuary and didn't pick up one of the communion sets on your way in, they're out in the narthex and here in Reed Hall, if you want to take a minute to go and get one of those. If you're worshiping at home and want to take a moment to go in the kitchen and get some juice or water or wine and maybe a cracker or bread to celebrate with us at home, we invite you to do that. On the first Sunday of each month, our college students are invited to join together for lunch, and they will be gathering in the back of the sanctuary in the narthex right after this service to share in that time of fellowship together. A couple of other announcements as we move forward into the fall. Next Sunday, our new member class will begin. We have an option for in-person at 9:45 up in the fourth story theater, and then an option over Zoom at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings for the next 4 weeks. And you can go on our website /membership to sign up for those membership classes. On Wednesday night, we're launching our Wednesday night programming for the fall, and it too will be in a hybrid format. We'll have in-person class upstairs in the theater focused on different themes from 6:15 to 7. We'll have childcare available for those coming in person, and then it will also be available on live stream and Facebook at that same time. Unfortunately, at this time, we don't feel like we can do intergenerational dinners, but we know that day is coming, and we will let you know when we are able to do those. And finally, the weekend of September 18th and 19th is the Pride Festival here in Nashville, and we are looking for volunteers to staff the West End United Methodist Church booth and to participate in the parade, and we'd love for you to sign up. There's a Sign Up Genius link available, I think, on the website, and also in the Friday emails, if you get the Friday emails. And if you don't, when you sign in, give us your email address, and then we'll send you our Friday updates. Finally, there's a new addition in our bulletin, which we'll be doing each week, highlighting some volunteer opportunities that will give you a chance to get connected and to share in the ministry of the church as you're able. And so each week we'll highlight two or three of those, and you'll find those on the back of your bulletin. We are beginning a three-week sermon series today with the theme of homecoming. We'll be looking at texts over the next 3 weeks about moments of celebration and homecoming. And so I invite you to open your heart and mind as together we hear Psalm 126 and we celebrate the goodness and faithfulness of our God.
Thank you. are your dreams, people of God, to be filled with laughter, to cry with joy? What are your hopes, people of God, to be free of chains that bind us, to shout with thanksgiving? Rejoice, people of God. The Lord has done great things for us. Let us worship the one who makes our hopes and dreams come true. Let us now come before God with our confessions, with the assurance that who we are, that what we carry, are held within the God of perfect love, who knows us intimately, who cares for us deeply, and whose compassion and mercy have no end. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, we will now exchange signs of reconciliation and love in whatever ways feels most comfortable to you this morning. The peace of Christ be with you.
Please join with me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to take a special moment with the children this morning. If we have any children in the sanctuary who would like to come forward, we'd love for you to. You can bring a parent or friend if you'd like. And if you're worshiping at home, just move a little closer to your screen. Good, we got some folks coming. And here's a child at heart. Yay. Come on down. And while y'all are coming down, I want to invite everybody to take a look at the front of your bulletin. I'm going to talk about this picture for a minute.
Welcome. Come on up. So glad to see you this morning. Glad you brought your mom. Have a seat. So this picture that's on the front of the bulletin, when you can look at real closely when you get back to your seat, is from a Bible that was really popular when I was little. It was called the Good News Bible. And there's a woman who drew all these pictures to go along with the scriptures. Did anybody out there have a Good News Bible with these drawings? You recognize it? Yeah. She's a very famous artist. And this is a picture of people working in the fields, and they're harvesting wheat, which we make bread out of. And they're really happy. There's like a person dancing in the background, and these are sheaves of wheat. And they're happy because there's so much wheat. It's such a good harvest. But you know what's interesting is they're also working really hard. There's somebody bending over, wrapping the sheaves, and this man's tying them up, and this woman's carrying a big load. Sometimes we think about work, and we think, ugh, work is no fun. Doing chores around the house is no fun. Doing my job is no fun. But this picture reminds us that with God, when we think about doing our work for God, it can be really joyful and really happy, no matter what the job is. So these people are so happy to be working really hard for God. And this picture came at a point in the Bible when they were talking about blessing. So even work can be a blessing. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for giving us things we can do to make the world a better place. Help us to do all things for you in a spirit of joy. Help us to be thankful, even for the work and the chores, because we do them for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. So good to see you and all of you who joined us online. Thank you for your patience as I get myself situated. I love the opening line of this psalm, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. This picture on the cover of our bulletin captures a little bit of that joy that I hear in this psalm, the dancing, the happiness. The people of Israel in this psalm are remembering a moment of great joy. What is that moment that they're remembering? Most likely, it's the moment that they got to come home after being away in exile for decades. This is a moment of homecoming. If you know some of the story, the people of Israel had lived in the promised land and prospered. But then in the 6th century BCE, the Babylonian army came storming through the land, burned the temple down, burned the crops, and dragged away thousands of people into exile and captivity in Babylon. After decades of that exile, the Babylonians were overtaken by the Persians, and the new emperor, Cyrus the Great, stepped onto the throne and declared that all the captives could go home. But the Israelites understood that this was a gift and a blessing from God, that they were being returned to their homeland. And so, at the beginning of this psalm, they remember how the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion and how we danced and celebrated and laughed and shouted with joy on that day. But then we get to verse 4, and we realize that it's a different moment now for the Israelites. There's trouble again. They find themselves once again in hard times. This time it's not an invading army, it's a drought. The farmers have gone out to plant their seeds, to sow their crops, and nothing is being produced because there's been no rain. And so once again, they turn to God with that same wording at the beginning of the psalm. Restore our fortunes, O God. Do it again, God. Rescue us, save us, for we are once again in trouble. And we need your help. This is a prayer of the people of God, remembering what God has done for them in the past and pleading to God for help in a new moment of trial and trouble. And this psalm invites us to step into their place in the psalm and to think about those times in our own lives when we've been in a similar moment. As we talk about drought, I can't help but think about our neighbors to the west of us and the devastating drought that's being experienced out west. So devastating, they're talking of rationing water in the months ahead. And so we remember and pray for those who are experiencing drought. I'm not a farmer, I'm not a gardener, but I know how totally dependent our farmers and our gardeners are on the rain and the weather. And so I hear their prayers in this psalm, this ancient psalm. But I also think about this moment that we're in together as a church and as a society. It feels very familiar to where the Israelites are in this moment. You know, 5 or 6 months ago, our worship staff got together and planned our scripture readings and our themes for upcoming months. And as we looked ahead to the month of September, we thought, oh, it's back to school season. And we'll be well through this pandemic by then, and we can have a homecoming celebration and invite people to come back to church and have potluck dinners. And so we chose this theme of a homecoming dance for the first 3 weeks of September. And we all know what happened. The Delta variant spiked, and we needed to do the right thing and go back to wearing masks and being careful and limiting our gatherings together, especially our indoor gatherings. And so we find ourselves once again in a moment of praying to God for rescue, to get us through this moment, to bring us back together so we can have a homecoming like we dream of. By the way, we're sticking to the plan to talk about dancing and homecoming, because regardless of what season we're in, there is always call for the people of God to dance. So we didn't want to let that go. But we are in that kind of moment where it's 3 steps forward and then trouble again, 2 steps back. So we hear the prayers of these Israelites as our own. And maybe you have experiences in your own life of a good health diagnosis, only to find a year later that the scans are no longer clear or your numbers have gone up. Or a journey you've been on where you've had great moments of triumph and celebration, and then once again, trouble comes. So we stand with the Israelites in this prayer of Psalm 126. And we look to them, because even in this brief little psalm, they show us the way. They show us how to pray through times like this. The first thing they do is to remember the deliverance of the past, to remember those moments of great joy and mouths filled with laughter, to remember the faithfulness of God. And there's an invitation to us to look back on our lives as individuals, as a people, and say, yes, in that moment, God rescued me. God provided. And remember those moments of joy and laughter. One of the practices I'm trying to do right now in my journal is to write down things that I'm grateful for and ways that I see God at work every day, so I can point to the faithfulness and goodness of God that I know, even in times of trouble. So we remember and recall. And then, as we look at verses 4 and 5, we see these people of God going out into the fields with their bags of seeds and sowing anyway. They go out to plant their seeds even as they're weeping. Maybe the tears that they shed, even as they're continuing to do the work that they're called to do, help to water the ground and nourish the crop. And so we too are called in moments like this to continue putting one foot in front of the other, to continue doing the work that we know we're called to do, to let the tears flow as they need to, and to trust that God receives those tears and receives the seeds that we are planting. As I think about those who continue to be faithful and do the work that they're called to do, I can't help but think about all of those, the folks that we now call the essential workers, the people who worked in the factories to pack and prepare the meat that got to the grocery store, and those faithful people who stacked the shelves and continued to work in those grocery stores at the height of the pandemic so that I could have pork tenderloin to serve to my family at night. All of those people faithfully doing their work in the midst of trouble. I think about all of the healthcare workers, the nurses, the doctors, the respiratory therapists, all of the hospital staffs who continue to stay at the bedside of people who had no access to other visitors. Their steadiness and faithfulness to sow the seeds, even through their tears. And teachers and parents and administrators finding creative ways so that our children and students could continue to learn. And on those days when they were so weary, they got up and did the work anyway. And all of you and the work that you do, how faithfully you have continued to do that work and trust that it had meaning and that you were doing it for the sake of the kingdom of God. And I just have to take this opportunity to praise God and thank God for our amazing church staff. To a person, every person on this church staff is faithful and dedicated and supports one another. And I have been amazed at how they've continued to be creative and do a plan C, plan D, plan E as the pandemic changes, and trust that the seeds that we are sowing together as a congregation will bear fruit that we can't even imagine today. So we join those Israelites in continuing to sow the seeds, doing the work. And then like them, we lift up our eyes and open our ears to hear the last proclamation of this psalm. I don't know where it comes from. Most of the psalm is the prayer of the people, but then there's this voice that speaks. Maybe it's the voice of God saying, "Those who go out weeping shall return with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves." The psalm ends in a promise that God will provide, that God, who has been faithful in the past, will be faithful again. And so with this word of hope, we have what we need to continue sowing the seeds. And the special invitation that's hidden in the psalm for us as the people of God is to remember that we get to be part of God's promise. We get to be part of the fulfilling of God's promise to make sure that all of those essential workers who are working so hard every day are being paid a fair wage, to be sure that those who work around us feel supported and loved and are paid fairly and treated fairly, that all those who plant the seeds can reap an abundant harvest. May it be so, my friends, for we are the people of God today. Go in faith, continuing to sow the seeds, and trust that God will have for us and for all people an abundant harvest. Amen.
Now let us stand and say our affirmation of faith. Statement of Faith of the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. As we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website. Or if you are here with us in the sanctuary, there are gray cards in the pew racks in front of you that you can place in the offering boxes on your way out this morning. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God, it's in this moment we first come simply with two words, and that is thank you. We thank you, O God, because when looking down through the corridors of history, you have kept us between the pages of grace and mercy. Even in the midst of our darkest fears and our lowest valleys, you have kept us in your loving arms, and for that we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to continue to add chapters to our story. We are grateful. We are grateful because we know that with each step we take, you are always by our side. And for that, we say thank you. And God, we dare not come to your throne selfishly, but God, we also come with the prayers of those who we hold dear to our hearts, the prayers of the unspoken. Lord, there are many in this world who seek to have a voice, who seek to find love, who seek to find compassion, who seek to find justice, and yet they are left stranded in the wind. God, for those persons who feel abandoned, who feel unloved, who feel they are always silenced, who feel that injustice continues, God, let them know that you hear them and that you see them. Let them be reminded of your warm embrace and never-ending love. God, challenge us to embody the teachings of love, justice, mercy, and care. May we show the world what it truly means to be the image of Christ. God, we continue to pray for those affected by COVID-19 and other health challenges. We pray for the communities over in Haiti who are still feeling the effects of the devastating earthquake. Let your love cover them like the sunshine that covers the morning sky. Let them be reminded of your love and send people who are willing to do the work to help them see hope again. God, we pray for those who are being affected by Hurricane Ida. God, we pray for your protection. God, be with them in this time. Keep families and communities safe. God, again, as we sit in this sacred space, for many of us, it has not been easy. We have had more questions than answers, but yet, God, let us never lose our faith and never lose our hope in you. God, again, it is in this moment that we come and we bring all of who we are. We come with our questions, with our concerns, with our fears, with our anger, with our hurt, with our love, and with our joys. And God, in this moment and for the rest of our days, let us be reminded that our stories are not yet over and that we each have purpose and work that needs to be done. Let us discover and find the work that our souls must have. Let us find our sound of the genuine, knowing that within us we have purpose because somebody is waiting on our yes. Challenge us to be more loving, more understanding, and more caring. May we always be aware of your presence and be reminded that we are forever loved. God, be in front of us to guide us, behind us to protect us, above us to cover us, below us to uplift us, on our left and our right to walk beside us, and most of all, be inside of us to give us strength and peace. Continue to fill us with grace and peace and love as we strive to embody the work of Christ. Amen. Now, as we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, we recognize that everyone has different financial situations. So that we might continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those who are worshiping with us online, you are welcome to give via the options listed on the screen or the chat. For those worshiping with us in the sanctuary, there are offering boxes in the narthex in the back of the sanctuary where you can leave your offering following the service. Let us offer our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, and our hearts to God, who loves us unconditionally. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
You may be seated. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, then gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as together we proclaim the mystery of faith. Holy Spirit, on all who have gathered, and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in the final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. In just a few moments, I will invite all of us to receive our elements together. I'll step up a few steps, and we will open them all together or partake in them from home all together. But before we do that, just a few words of instruction. As many of you know, and if you don't know, it's my privilege to tell you for the very first time that this is an open table, that everyone who is here is welcome at the table. Our host is Jesus Christ, and he welcomes you with an open and loving heart. Every time we come to the table as a congregation here at West End, we have an opportunity to give a gift to the missions of the congregation, and there's a special designated gift each month. Our communion offering this month goes towards our partnership with H.G. Hill Middle School. Before the pandemic, we were able to provide a lot of support to the teachers and the students there at H.G. Hill, including gift cards and a coffee cocoa cart for the teachers. But even during COVID-19, we've been able to work with our partners at the school to provide volunteers for food distribution for families that needed it, gift cards for Kroger, teacher appreciation gifts. And all of the money that we give today will go toward continuing this partnership and the support of this public school in our neighborhood. And now I invite you to prepare your elements and join me in just a moment in partaking of them. This is the body of Christ broken for you, and the blood of Christ shed for you. Will you join me now in the prayer after receiving? You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give.
Your love has made us a new people. Your glory has filled our hearts. Amen. May we go forth into this world with that praise in our hearts and on our lips. May we go forth to continue sowing the seeds of love in our world. And may we go forth with faith, knowing that God will bring to us a great harvest. Go in joy and peace. Amen.